Bless him, Lord.
I know Danny, he got it.
Yeah. You got to get that, Brother Ed.
Right. I can't even get this thing come on.
I got it.
Oh, Dad, well, he just up all up. And
they ain't happy is what it is.
Randy, come here.
He's been all up in this all morning.
Yeah, they ain't happy.
He didn't like me. I called him.
Carol, come up here and sit, and maybe she'll
come on. You can stand right here beside Miss Rita.
Come here and stand by
me. Come on, sing with
there
Lisa.
There you go. Come on. Now, stand by Miss Rita.
Whoops.
Come here. Come here, Stranity. Let go. I sit right here. Stand by Miss Rita. Come on. Let's sing. Come on.
Bless them.
Thank you.
girls. Good job. Amen. Amen. Good job.
Rita's doing such a good job with her kids.
Yeah. All right. That gives clarity to that verse. Out of the mouth of babes has perfected praise. You can't sing it no better than they sung it. Amen.
Oh, amen.
Hallelujah. Man, like little angels there. Man, I got a song in my heart. That's about as far as I can get it. I can't sing a lick, but I tell you what, I thank God for those that can and those that are willing. Amen.
Amen.
I appreciate that. Singing. All of it was good. Hallelujah. I enjoyed the food last Sunday. I think somebody said we need to do that every month. I'm on board. I'll second it, man. That was wonderful. Everything was wonderful. I took a plate to my wife and she said it was wonderful. You know it was good. Amen. And she complains about everything I bring her. But I thank y'all. Thank you so much for... You know, really put together more than I was expecting. I just wanted just a couple of hot dogs or something. But that was quite a buffet out there. It was really good. All of it was really good. I appreciate being able to get together as a church, enjoy some things together. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my. We're going to be preaching today, starting in the book of Daniel. We'll be teaching in Sunday school in the book of Daniel, but we're going to be taking text in our message today from Daniel chapter 12, and it ain't as easy to find as you think. I like to never find it myself, but anyway, it's right before you get to the minor prophets there. But Daniel chapter 12, we're going to read the first four verses of Daniel chapter 12, and I mean, our mind's been stirred all week long, but nothing real conclusive, but all of it's been in the direction of what I'm preaching about this morning. I'm going to take my jacket off. But verse 4 is our text verse. And Daniel 12:1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble. I can say amen to that. That's about what it looks like right now. We're troubled on every side.
That's right.
Such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. And this is our text verse. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. We'll stop right there. And I'm preaching on, you know, even the message here is kind of iffy. I'm preaching on, are we in the last days? And I know that's conclusive, because now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. But I'm seeing things I've never seen before.
Right.
I'm hearing things I've never heard before. I'm going to do my best to kind of preach an up-to-date message for the hour we're living in. Pray with me. Father, we ask for your help and confess, Lord, how unable and how unworthy I am, Lord, for you to use. But Lord, I deliver myself into your hands right now. Ask, Lord, Father, for clarity of thought. Ask, dear Lord, for leadership and guidance. Lord, that we might do and say the things, Lord, that you put in our heart for this time, Lord, and for this message. Oh, Lord, we pray, God, Lord, today that this word will go forth, Lord, indeed as the word of God. And Lord, may it encourage us, may it enlighten us, May it, Lord, I pray, give us entrance, Lord, Lord, to the things of God. I pray, God, today for your favor. Pray for your blessings, Lord, today. We earnestly, Lord, ask for your help today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, like I said, we're right at the end of time. I see the signs. I see everything like a compass pointing till we get ready to leave out, and the world's getting ready to be wore out from judgment. They're gonna want to die, and death's gonna flee from them. And man, they're gonna want, you know, escape. And the Bible said no escape's gonna be. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3 says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" And they have neglected the salvation of God. They have neglected the Word of God. They've dismissed it. They've done away with everything they can do away with. Some things they can't do away with. I'm seeing things like Netanyahu. It took them like 5-6 elections to remove him. It didn't just happen. It was a unrelentless pursuit to remove Netanyahu. Now, he'd been their prime minister for something like 20 years, and there had to be some confidence in him.
Right.
They know nothing at all about this guy that took his place. I don't neither. But I can tell by that happening, that's one of the things that points towards the last days.
That's right.
And you know, I seen President Trump move the embassy to Jerusalem. That's another thing. Everybody and their brother said he's going to do it. He up and done it. I seen a thing. Charlie Kirk was at some kind of a speech, and one of the boys at the speech, one of them that's been kind of reared up in this rebellion that's in our country, and he kind of sarcastically said this: "Give me one reason why I should vote for Donald Trump." And I really like the answer, and I'm not trying to get political here, just trying to convey a thought here. Charlie Kirk, I felt like, gave him a good answer. He said, "Because he did what he said he would do."
Right.
That was a good answer.
Amen.
I've had a lot of people that I've even voted for myself that said they was going to do something, and they never even attempted it.
Right.
Even fighting tooth and nail every single day, I will compliment Mr. Trump that he did do what he said he would do. He said, "I'm going to put up a wall." And it went up till he got thrown out of office. He said, "I'm going to lower your taxes." And he did. "I'm going to increase jobs." And he did. And he said, "You know, I'm going to cut off China." And he did. Now they've got, I think, China owns Oval Office. I'm not going to get political here. But he did. Charlie gave a good answer. He said, "Because he'd done what he said he would do." Now, Netanyahu, he's kind of like Trump. He's always done what he said he would do.
Right.
He's always protected Israel. He's always been on their behalf. I don't know about this new guy. I hope it goes well with him. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. These last days signs, these last days issues, they're just like predominant. I mean, that last verse, verse 4, it says, "Even to the end of time, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased."
That's right.
Anybody ever heard of a smartphone?
Yeah.
Bluetooth? iPhone? Internet?
Right.
Zoom call? They got cars now that drive themselves.
That's right.
Talk to you too.
Yeah. Park themselves. Push a button and paddle up park.
Right.
They've got cars now that, and they're going to be produced. They've already got them. They just haven't made them available.
Right.
They've got cars now that'll fly, Larry.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know how they're going to handle all that air traffic. I know one. Probably going to be safe. to go outside. But they got cars now that can fly, come back down to the ground, transfer back into a car, and keep on going. We got everybody and their brother going to Mars now. You know, we really think, you know, that we're doing a lot. But in Genesis chapter 11, verse 4, the first skyscraper was being built.
Right.
A big tech company is doing the same thing God did. He come down and kind of confounded their language where they couldn't communicate. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. Trump, bless his heart, he's suing the big tech companies. And, you know, for our sakes, let's hope he wins.
Amen.
I got censured all this week. Brother Ed got censored last Sunday. I think he's getting censored today.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
You know, they don't want you to have the freedom of speech, and yet that's our First Amendment. You know, every politician, I think every one of them ought to be required to say this right here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Amen.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. They can't say that.
Amen.
And I think we're going to have to start doing the Olympic athletes. I'm getting tired of this right here. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm just telling you, there's a lot going on that kind of points to the hour we're living in. Does everybody remember back when America used to walk with God?
Yeah.
I mean, we had peace on every side.
Right.
Do you remember what God told Job, Brother Mitchell? The devil really kind of mentioned. He said, you put a hedge about him.
Right.
He said, take that hedge down, and I'll make him curse you to your face. And God took the hedge down, and the devil come against Job, and Job said, the Lord give us, and the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But in the book of Isaiah, God told his people Israel, he said, I'll take away the hedge. In Isaiah chapter 1, I believe it is. Well, we were untouchable until that hedge got took away. Now, I want you to know, Psalms chapter 9, verse 17 says, and the wicked shall be turned to hell, and all nations that forget God shall be turned to hell.
Amen.
When them twin tires started falling, what was that, 2001 or 2011? But anyway, when those twin tires fell, as you can tell, I'm about like Barack Obama. I ain't real smart. He said he visited all 57 states. I'm sitting there thinking, boy, I don't remember that. Anyway, when them twin tires started falling, I realized God had took away the head. This nation used to walk with God.
Yeah.
I heard Adrian Rogers the other day giving a discourse on character, and he revealed some historical facts about this country. I would try to convey them, but I want to be more precise when I do. But I want you to know, Psalms 127 verse 1 says, except the Lord build a house, they that labor to build it labor in vain. God raised this country up. Why did he do it? To evangelize the world with the gospel. Every missionary, every preacher, every revival has proceeded from this nation to the other nations. I hope he's not done with America. I know one thing, he's judging America.
That's right.
Mm. Technology. You ever take an aspirin for a headache? Back years ago, they used to drill a hole in their head. I've seen the pictures of the skulls. They had four or five holes in them. Thank God for aspirin.
Amen.
Made from the bark of a tree. I took them. But I mean, we've come a long way in technology. You ever done any texting? Hopefully not while you're driving. But I have. I confess. I sit right up there in front of me. Look on each side. My phone's so small, it ain't that bad anyway. It ain't no bigger than my thumb. But that knowledge should be increased. Anybody heard of the internet?
Yeah.
Kind of makes you think twice about the name of the internet. I think about I'm dipping a creek for minnows, you know, and I'm hoping they're going to enter my net, you know. So I'm going to go fishing. That's kind of what the internet is. You better be careful on that. Anybody heard of ransomware? See what I'm talking about? All this stuff, we don't really give it a lot of thought. Did you notice he said they're going to go to and fro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one of the most predominant things right now is road rage.
Yeah. That's right.
I mean, they're just shooting people right and left.
Right. Right.
This week, they shot on how many people? To and fro. We was talking a little bit about population. You know, everybody's kind of their teeth on edge. Everybody's in a hurry and there ain't room for them. I don't know how y'all are, but I catch myself every now and then wanting to go faster than I need to go to get to where I'm going, be better off just to enjoy the scenery. God, I'm right. Trying to save your life. Amen. As you're trying to pass everybody on the hill and in the curves, God said, well, at least I tried. Then you hit that 18-wheeler. And you say, God, I thought you loved me. God said, I tried my best to slow you down.
Right.
Nothing worked. Oh. To and fro.
Yep.
We need to practice. I see that Amish guy this week riding that horse. The first thing I thought, ain't been in too long. That's what we was using was horses.
Right.
Well, here we are. I got horses under the hood. And a big lead foot to go with it. Noah Brockman, his wife, told him. She said, Noe, she said, you do all right. You get behind the wheel and you just lose it. He said, I can't argue with it. She's right. But we go to and fro.
That's right.
We go too fast.
Amen.
And we forgot what we went for. I went to Dollar General store one day to get something, and I ran into somebody on the door, and I thought, what did I come up here for? I remember about the time I got back home. But you know, these last days, the symptoms of these last days, they're everywhere.
That's right.
Big tech companies censoring everything that offends. Oh my. We have made a lot of progress. A lot of things are good, but everything's kind of in a hurry.
Oh, yeah.
Everything, you know, more for less, and we just, I don't know, we're all on the clock. I am enjoying being retired, I'll tell you that. Man, back when I did have to punch the clock, it never failed. I'd be there, I mean, just in time to punch the clock.
Oh,
no, not me. And if that wasn't enough, Brother Denny, they wouldn't let you punch in early. You had like 3 minutes to punch in. I don't understand that. I always punch in early.
Nope.
They said, you can't do that. 3 minutes. Y'all got that too, Danny?
Yep.
You understand? What's the deal of that? I know it's probably about this right here, but good grief. And you know, you can't be but like a couple minutes late, so you got like 5 minutes there. But anyway, just some of this is good, some of it's not good, but that knowledge. They're interested in everything except what they need. And I'm going to have to turn to it because I know the verse. I just want to make sure I'm giving you the right verse. But in Romans chapter 1, verse 18, it said they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. They're interested in every kind of knowledge except God. And they call me a fuddy duddy. They call me a everything but what they ought to call me. They call me sky fairy, a sky falling, all that. They say, I don't want to hear all that. I say, well, one day you wish you had heard it.
That's right.
But the knowledge is a sign. All of the knowledge, all of the fingertip gadgets, GPS. Donnie, I was talking to him on the way up. He had to work today. He's on vacation after today, but he was going to Tompkinsville to take some oxygen down there. And he said, I got to get off the phone. I got to get on the GPS. I'll find them. And I'm sitting there thinking, wow, GPS. Global positioning. Satellite or something like that. I don't know. But somehow or another, this little speck right here on this big old planet, that satellite can find me. So, GPS. And amazing all this stuff. And, you know, they can track you with your fingertip. The medical expertise, unbelievable. They can take your heart out, go over and work on it, put it back in now. All kind of stuff. They can transplant your hand and all of that. Just crazy. Knowledge is increased. That's one of the things that kind of points towards the last days that we're living in. But not only the knowledge of our day, but the bondage of our day. Politically, America is bound, and this will be pretty rough right here, so put your seatbelt on. And one reason why we're bound in Mark chapter 3 verse 27, Jesus said, you can't spoil a strong man except you bind him first, and then you can spoil his house. And we are bound politically, and we're all slaves to these politicians. I would like to call them tyrants, but you know, it's not good when the wicked bear rule. Proverbs 29 verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. I don't like some of the stuff I'm seeing today. What are you talking about, Brother Eddie? Well, politically bound.
Right.
Bill Clinton said concerning Monica Lewinsky, when he got caught lying, he said, I was politically correct when I made that statement. Let me tell you what political correctness does. In Iowa, a teenage girl identifies as a boy and she wants to walk around with no shirt on. You see what I'm talking about? Moral decency is in jeopardy because you know what? They said they can't stop her from doing it. Politically, she's got more rights than I do. Now, you let old Brother Eddie be out there, and I'm not going to be out there without a shirt on or pants on, whatever, but if I was, they're going to arrest me for indecency. But, Bonnie,
right.
She's got the pass. See what I mean? Mm-hmm. How'd that start? It started with a little leaven. It started with somebody saying, that's not that bad. It always starts out not that bad.
That's right.
She's swimming now topless. She's walking in Walmart topless now. But the sad thing is, there ain't a thing they can do about it. In L.A., California, a transgendered man exposed himself to a bunch of young girls in a spa, and he can't do anything to him. I could have. Oh, I could have took care of that real quick. He might have needed credential work, but I could have took care of that. I put that jackhammer and went and went got the food at a big head in.
Amen.
But I'm telling you, they're calling evil, they're calling good evil as evil good.
Right.
They're saying that's their right, and it's not right.
No, it ain't.
And you see what I'm talking about? You got to bind a strong man before he can spoil his house. I'm not in agreement with it. Do you remember when they took our statues down?
Yeah.
Did you get the vote on that, Danny?
No.
I noticed I didn't either. Did anybody get the vote on that?
No.
You get what I'm saying? That's our history. You can't change history. You've learned from it, but you can't change it. Politically, we're in a bind. The greatest nation on the face of the earth has been brought down low through politics.
That's right.
January the 6th, that ring a bell, Brother Eric? Insurrections, that make any clearer? On the Capitol building?
Yeah.
That they got the fence around it don't work. Fences don't work, by the way.
No.
But they got a fence around it, got the National Guard on the inside. Now let me clear this up to you so you'll understand it like I have just recently understood it from a man that was actually there and he wants to remain anonymous. And I want him to remain anonymous because I want to get all the information I can about this incident. Does anyone remember the police going down there pulling the barricades back?
Yes.
Does anyone remember the police saying?
Yeah.
You see, here's what he said. He said you could tell it was a trap.
Right.
He said, sadly, Trump supporters fell for it.
Mm-hmm.
Once they got him in the building, he said it looked like his family movie. He said all they wanted was documentation.
That's it.
They got the blame. How'd they get the blame? They was there. What's that called? Accomplice?
Mm-hmm.
Even though you don't do nothing, you're in the car with the guy that robbed the bank, you're an accomplice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, once they got them in the building, they could put the blame on, but they had to get them in the building. I saw police pulling back barricades. Why? Because Trump supporters wasn't going in. They were peacefully protesting. I saw police saying, come on,
a little different what they're right. laying across now. Let me ask you something, Eric. You look like a fairly smart man. Why are they being arrested? Why are they being put in solitary confinement 24 hours a day? Why are they not allowed any access to the public? Did they kill anybody?
No.
You see, this censorship goes a little bit further.
That's right.
Than you realize. This censorship is taking its toll on this country because of these tyrants that say that they love America and they're so anti-American. I don't know if we're going to survive or not. I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
I mean, as bad as it looks, and as bad as it's probably going to get, Sister Joanne, we're still going to leave with a shout.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I'm going to be glad to get out. And you know what? God had to get Israel sick of Egypt before they wanted that. And I guess He just weaned us off this world too. Donnie told me, he said, I don't want everybody to know it, but I like it down here pretty good. I said, I do too, Donnie. But there's a better place, and we're going to like it even more when we get there.
Amen.
But that fleshly part of me, I mean, I like to sit down and eat a good steak, baked potato, and big glass of iced tea. I mean, I like that kind of stuff, but it's going to be better there.
Yeah,
that's
amen.
Right.
And you know, I don't want to linger down here when that can be there, when it's better there.
That's right. Amen.
But some of these political stunts they're doing and using to kind of muddy the waters a little bit.
Right.
Nancy Pelosi knew that Antifa and Black Lives Matter was going to be there, and the Capitol Police, the ones that wasn't in on it, asked her for additional guards, and she never allowed any because it wouldn't have worked. There had to be just a few so they could make it look like they were taking over. I just want you to know, don't believe everything that you see. One of the signs of the last days that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, He said, take heed that no man deceive you. I don't
That's
like
right.
being deceived.
Amen.
He said, matter of fact, He said it also in Matthew 24, He said many would be deceived.
That's right.
How do they do that with fake news?
Yeah.
I preached not too long ago about not being interested. I said, Jesus asked His disciples, could you not pray with me an hour? And you know what? We'll sit there and watch TV 3 or 4 hours, watch ball game 4 hours.
Yeah, right.
But you know why we do it? It's because we're interested in it.
Yeah, right.
But if you're like me, you're sitting there watching something you ain't interested in, you pick up this little thing, it's got numbers on it, you go, change the channel. Well, I'm just telling you, they're playing with us a little bit. They're catching us off guard. They're distracting us. They're deceiving us. And you know what? They're accomplishing a whole lot through fake news.
Right.
Thank God for a Bible. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my. Whew. Pelosi calls us the little people. These tyrants up there. You know, these schools wanting to teach this critical race theory. I appreciate these parents. Kind of like Sarah back there. It's my kids.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
You're not teaching my kids critical race theory. See, that's a big plus. They're trying to take away the parental authority. They're trying to say you don't have a say. I say it, I mean snort, stomp, shout. Stand, do not let up one iota. You know why? They're on your dime.
That's right.
Old saying used to be, no taxation without representation. If they're not going to represent me, I'm not paying the bill.
That's right.
Now when America gets that loud and clear, we'll start having the advantage again. Right now, we're just kind of asleep at the wheel with the cruise on.
Right.
And These things ain't going to go away. Matter of fact, I'm convinced the good's probably done gone. But I still want to go down fighting. Paul said I fought a good fight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I do want to fight a good fight.
Amen.
I understand the warfare we're in. I also understand the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Don't give up.
Right.
Don't give an inch. You stand your ground back there, little Lucy. Somebody got to stand up for these kids. Wasn't that a blessing?
Yeah.
Jesus loves me. This I know.
Yes, it was.
For the Bible tells me so. What's different when they sing it? They got a little tender hearts. Man, oh man. I appreciate them singing that.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Little angels of God singing the songs of God. What a blessing.
Yes, it was. That's right.
I'm telling you right now, buddy, there's a lot of tyrants in our country that are in position, that are in power, that should have never been given the privilege to even do what they've already done, much less have the privilege to do any more. I say we've had it enough. Amen.
Amen.
Has anybody ever heard of a guy in a wheelchair, a U.S. representative called Cawthorn, I think? Cawthorn, kind of a young man. He's in a wheelchair. He's a U.S. representative. Here's what he said. He said, Joe Biden putting together a door-to-door search for people that have not been vaccinated or want to be vaccinated or whatever. Here's what the U.S. Senator or U.S. Representative said. He said, to put together the mechanisms that's needed to undertake and do that task, he said, it's just like getting your foot in the door to come get your guns, come get your Bibles. You see what I mean? These are perilous times we're living in. We're just kind of numb to what's really going on. In Canada right now, they've got an Antifa type bunch up there, Joanne. They're burning churches to the ground right now in Canada.
Right.
They've done a few here too. Georgetown and places like that. I don't want to see the church burnt that way. I like to see the church on fire, but a different kind of fire.
Right.
I like to see you come in, amen! Glory! Amen. I'm rejoicing in my Savior every moment of the day since He gave me this heart of love. I mean,
amen.
I like to see that kind of fire.
That's right.
I was at Brenda's house yesterday. I took a lawnmower to her. And you know, I can't sing a lick, but I'll sing like, let's see, what did I sing over there? One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. She took it from her. I just got started. Yeah, that kind of far.
Right.
I don't mind that kind of far. But I hate to see them burn the churches to the ground.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're living in is it's difficult. It'll cost you something to bear that name, Jesus.
Yeah.
It's worth it, but it'll cost you something. You'll be called names. And you know that one girl, she kind of had enough and took her stand. And I can't remember her name, but she went up. They took spray cans, spray paint, all kind of threats on her sidewalk and on her house, in front of her house. She went out and took lessons on how to shoot a gun. She ain't had no more spray paint problems at all. Not any fellas. Ain't nobody even threatened a phone call or nothing. I mean, that took care of it. She went there, she said, and I'd get my family. Boom, 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 boom. They found that, put that on there, and that was it. Done deal.
Right. Amen.
Man, I'm telling you, ours we're living in. A lot going on.
Yes, it is.
Mm. Deception. That fake news, let me say this about fake news. It works. It sure does.
Right.
Good example of fake news in the Bible is right there in Matthew chapter 28. They went to them soldiers, gave them large money. He said, say his disciples stole him by night, and if it come to the governor's ears, we'll secure you. You know what they did? They took the money. Fake news.
Right.
It goes on. A lot of money in on it. Like I said, I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
I don't know how long we got.
We don't know.
I just know one thing I'm leaving out.
Right.
At a moment, the twinkle of an eye.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! Would that be good, brother?
Amen.
I promise you this, I'm going to pass you, brother.
All right. You're going to have to be awfully fast.
They say, you want to run them? I say, let's go, brother.
Right.
Man, in a hurry to get home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm occupying right now, but he's coming.
Yeah.
Ooh, Bible says the day of the Lord will come.
Right.
Now, we've been hearing that for a long time.
Yeah.
If we're not careful, we'll just kind of like let that thought just go over our head. But he said, in an hour, you think not.
Amen. Right. That's right.
He's coming.
That's right.
I mean, like, it's 5 minutes to 12, and I either try to quit about 12 o'clock, but he may come before I even quit.
That's right.
That's right.
He may come, I mean, and the whole world say, what happened?
Right.
Where'd they go? Won't that be something? With all that technology, and they start pushing Googles, and they do the Google search, and they go over here, and say, you check that while I take this away? They said, we can't find them. They're gone.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Nothing left.
I mean, gone's there.
Nothing left
for the grief. Right. Well, yeah.
Right.
Gone. Where'd they all go? Went home.
Right.
Oh, my.
Amen.
Glad I'm on board. Amen. Glad I'm leaving on that first ship. Hallelujah. I don't know what kind of ship it's going to be. I just know I'm getting on it. Amen. That fake news, it works. And the false leaders today saying false things. Cause a lot of betrayals and a lot of offenses and a lot of hatred. That's all the beginning of sorrows mentioned in Matthew 24, verse number 8. The Bible says no lies of the truth, 1 John chapter 2, verse 21.
Yeah.
And you know, people can believe a lie and be damned. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12 says they'll believe a lie and be damned because they believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteous. Some people don't want the truth.
That's right.
That's right.
They don't want to know what thus saith the word. They just want to ear tickling. They want to be it's about time to shut this thing down. I got to go fishing. I got to go play golf. I got to go watch this ball game, whatever. Listen. A lot of people ain't going.
That's right.
All can, but all won't. All are loved, all are lost, all can be saved, but all aren't, but they can be. God made provisions for all to be saved. He put it in Romans 10:13, whosoever, that means you can put your name right there.
Right.
So call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I just want you to know, buddy, everybody ain't going. Everybody can, but everybody ain't going.
That's right.
This deception. You know, like I said, they're trying to teach this critical race theory. That needs to be thrown out of our schools. And the way it looks like, parents, and they've got really the power to have it thrown out. The teachers' unions are paid by the taxes of the parents. The parents actually have the say. I say throw that critical race theory out the back door. Throw that gender neutral junk out the back door. Throw all of this stuff and teach children things they need like reading, writing, arithmetic.
Right.
Teach them how to forgive one another, how to love one another. Quit teaching them how to mess their lives up.
Amen. Very good.
Let me tell you how bad this gender neutral stuff is. There was a young girl that believed a lie. And true, sad. I'm not going to give her name. Believed a lie. And believed that she was a boy, and she had her breast removed. The aftermath of that was, she went in a deep depression. She tried to commit suicide 3 or 4 times unsuccessfully. But since she's still alive, she said, I wished I'd never believed that lie. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
There are consequences to this junk.
Absolutely right.
And the Lord don't want you to be deceived, but the Lord wants you to be blessed. The Lord wants you to have life, have it more abundantly, but the deck stacked against you. They're trying to indoctrinate the minds of our children in the classroom.
Right.
Amen.
I can understand that in China. I can understand that in Russia. I can't understand that here.
That's right. Amen.
This nation, so blessed of God,
what?
We still have on our money in God we trust, but I think they're going to change that to in government we trust.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, that right there would be the
That'd be the litmus test right there. If a politician won't walk up to the flag and say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, they need to be removed from office.
Yeah, right.
I can think of a group right now, what they call them, the squad. I'm going to say them four probably fail it. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
That one wears a rag on her head. The other shaved her head bald, and she be put off with a rag on her head. And the one, you spell her name with three letters, A-O-C.
Yep.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Signs of the last days.
Yeah,
I know I am. See, they don't want the truth. They want to censor the truth.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you take advantage of people.
It's true.
Would to God that God could open our eyes and our ears and our understanding where we could truly redeem the days we're living in because they're evil. I've never seen so much evil.
That's right.
Like I said, this road rage.
Right.
They said, you know, how people kind of give gestures and I ain't going to do one. I was down there holding signs on the highway and a girl on the back of a Harley-Davidson motorcycle gave me two of them. I just asked the Lord to forgive her. Ask the Lord to get sick, make sure she gets saved so she'll know better. I used to be just like her, Brother Eric. Had the devil inside instead of the Lord. But this road rage, people's, they're mad. This race, commotion, hatred, it's of the devil. There's only one race, the human race. That's it. No other race. Sorry. But the Bible does say nation arise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, wars, rumors of wars. The days we're living in right now, you better pay attention.
Right.
I know everybody's kind of at ease in Zion. I know everybody's kind of asleep at the wheel. This would be a good time to start paying attention. Old Brother Eddie does. I dug all this stuff up that I've shared with y'all because I'm a watchman. I'm watching out for you and I'm watching out for me.
Amen.
I want you to know what the heck's going on. I want you to know what we need to be watching for, what we need to be doing, trying to help those that we love.
That's right. Amen.
We're going to be teaching out of Daniel. And in the book of Daniel, you got the wrong one in power. His name is Nebuchadnezzar. He makes a big image and he says, I want everybody to bow down to my image. Everybody don't bow. But you watch. That's what's on the menu. Now, old Joe Biden just bowed down to that girl over there. And Obama bowed down to that Saudi king that governed Israel. Joe Biden went over there and he bowed down to that woman, the prime minister over there, his wife or something, I don't know. I ain't bowing. They're going to say, you're going to us and not going to.
Right. Amen.
And they're going to do with me whatever. I'm down hoping the Lord come for it comes to that. And if it comes down to that, one thing I am allergic to, and that's pain, but if it does come to down to that, I will fear no evil.
Amen.
For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to fear evil.
No.
I'm going to stand against it. I'm going to call it what it is.
That's right.
I'll call names too. That's the hour we're living in.
Yes, Lord.
We're living in these last days. They're changing things right now. Starting Monday, the appointee over the Social Security, he said, I'm going to show up for work. And Joe Biden said, you're fired. Just telling you, rough days. Just give me Jesus, all I know.
Right. Amen.
Another hill and sometimes a valley. Another road with rocks to hurt my feet. I just tell you, I'm going. No matter how rough the road gets, I'm going. I'm going all the way.
That's right.
The day we're living in is a sad day. It don't have to be this way.
No, it don't.
You throw them tyrants out,
right,
and the birds will start singing again. The grass will start growing again.
Amen.
But when that wickedness gets in that high places of power, them positions that they're in, they know what they're doing. They're playing this thing like a chess game. We're playing checkers, I think. But I'll tell you one thing, I done read the book and we're winners.
Amen.
Right.
We're going to win.
Amen.
It may look like they're winning. They're still going to win.
Right.
Father, we thank you for the thought today. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that God, you'd help us be mindful of the events going on in our day, Lord. This virus that they unleashed upon the world, Lord, worked well for them. Help us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Help us, Lord, I pray, not to be swallowed up in some of this propaganda, some of these lies being promoted. I pray, Lord, you'd help us to do all diligence, Lord. Stay in your word, stay on our knees, stay in church. Lord, I know it's not going to be very long. You're coming for your church. And I pray, Lord, when you do come, the Lord will be in your house. Lord, we'll be worshiping you. We'll be praying to you. We'll be singing about you or preaching about you. Lord, we just pray, God, that when you come, you'll find us watching. And Lord, for all these things, Lord, your blessed will be done. Ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Get Brother Jerry, please. Sister Sharon, help him. Like to ask everybody to stand.